Well, I forgot to tell you. When I went in to remodel that kitchen, the first few boards that I pulled off of the wall, the cockroaches were thick, and they scurried around. There were thousands of them. I don't know how many were in that. My goodness sakes alive, I'd never seen anything like that. So, Frank Broderson was the one that took over the Columbia Pest Control in San Diego and bought the house that Beverly's mother and father had lived in because they were going up to Midway, Utah, and they had bought the Snyder's Hotspots, which they nicknamed the homestead. So I called Frank and talked to him, and he fumigated the house. And then I went back in and started throwing I didn't even throw anything out the window or out in the backyard or whatever, because it was cockroach ridden. And after we had it fumigated, then I threw all this stuff out of the house and started remodeling the kitchen. Well, at that time, the bathroom, they had put a shed addition on the back, and that's where the bathroom was. So the bedroom was the first room in the house. In fact, when you walked up on the porch, you walked past the bedroom, and the bathroom was out through the kitchen and then out on this little shed. It had a bathtub in there with old claw feet on the bathtub, and the toilet had a oak box up on the wall, you know, where you had to pull the chain to flush the toilet. And, oh, it was something else. So I got the kitchen fixed up. The toilet had a oak box up on the wall, you know, where you had to pull the chain to flush the toilet. And, oh, it was something else. So I got the kitchen fixed up, and then we moved in. And then the second thing was the bathroom, so that we had a nice bathroom and kitchen. And the next thing was the bedroom. And I remodeled the bedroom, so we had a nice kitchen and a nice bathroom and a nice bedroom. Then I was working on the second bedroom. I framed it and did the living room, lowered the ceiling in the living room and the dining room, and fixed those up to where they were nice, paneled them, and fixed the second bedroom, which the door was almost right across a narrow hallway from the bathroom, and that became the boys' room.